Plus est d'un vœu. Reversing success and project dedication to Fravia. Everyone is scared of bricking their colorful LEDs on Linux, but I am not a fan, pun intended. So I used them for learning at some minimal risk. The result? Near complete reversing, and more importantly, enough knowledge to address bricking and many other problems. The resulting project, Unbrick, is a safety net. It serves as the basis for addressing any other problems that may arise on Linux. As promised, now that it is all completed and all my fans light up with horribly distracting lights, I have dedicated it to Fravia, the first person who introduced me to reverse engineering. I am already preparing to connect desktop RGB lights to the web browser, computer error logs, and other strange notifications. I want to create a Unix command that offers blink, a command that accepts a single color and blinks a few times to get the user's attention. My reverse engineering is not an end, just a triumph required for even more interesting projects. But I undertook this project for many more reasons. To begin learning new things with the aid of AI, and to check if AI is as powerful as I think it is, and can do things that I don't fully comprehend. Can I be the project manager, the detective, and produce stable and rather impossible for me results? And most importantly, can you install Linux and advance bravely knowing that it's all going to turn out okay? That AI will be your teacher, your guide, your guardian. That it's going to take you towards all of your futures. And the answer is yes, start installing Linux. AI and I scanned programs in other languages. We scanned raw human interface device packets with sniffers. We failed for 3 days straight non-stop, and this quest required $25 in extra artificial intelligence credits. My AI time is 85% used with reset on Thursday afternoon. I'm writing this on a Monday. I'm cut off. I must now begin using my local AI and cancel the $20 a month service. Though if you are making money, then yes, $100 a month is reasonable, so as long as the AI is ultra-powerful, the big boys that require the really big servers. They are unreasonably powerful. I have a new feeling for what AI is as a result of this project. It is the worker that gets the job done each and every time. It is the part of you that would have spent 14 months learning, strategizing, and programming, but now fully automated, a little bit smarter than you will ever be, and unstoppably fast. It does 14 months of research and programming work in an hour or so. It turns out that the AI trouble everyone is reporting comes from the AI's inability to comprehend already written code, code written by humans. AIs have small memory and have to use various tricks to scan large code bases. They are forced to extract key lines of code, and that's just not enough to paint complete and smart pictures. AI with massive memory may present more challenges and inaccurate comprehension. What makes AI most powerful today is giving it a strong seed for your project, well-defined instructions that fit into memory. And not the tree, but the forest will explode into existence, as AI can create intermediate seeds based on its own reasoning. You are at your most powerful when you are emerging new things. Artificial intelligence can build vast, coherent things, but you can't hope to feed them back in. They just won't fit its memory. Instead, you must adjust your programming architecture. Small commands that do one thing well. Then, AI can use those to make more commands and more commands on top until all it needs is 5 of them. Not even a challenge. It now can accomplish a great thing with a little command line that fits in a little window. I suppose the AI needs a tiny little optimized operating system for itself, a thing that it can fully grasp, a world where it can build endless mountains of reusable commands in ways that it can understand them. That will be its memory palace. I believe such a system can be based on Plan 9. Coherent, consistent operating systems that you run on top of an existing operating system can be very small. They reuse the file system and everything else. But if fresh projects created from the beginning, the seeds, is all you need, then you are more powerful than any corporation today. The world's AIs are your keys to the future. The teachers of programming, and the writers of your programs. My final words of advice are the same as Sun Tzu's. Learn programming with AI before you go to college to learn programming. With the power that AI grants you, however, it is more likely that schools, including high school, will just slow you down. Your job is to become an inspired polymath and a great being. The adults today may not actually know what that means. Victorious warriors win first and then go to war, while defeated warriors go to war first and then seek to win. Begin using artificial intelligence as your interface to complexity. And then ask about how whatever captures your attention works. The combination of curiosity and quick and very precise answers will have you moving at speeds that no school could ever grant you. Then, once you master your favorite subjects, use schools as means of entertainment and climbing ladders if you have time for that. But be careful. When they call you gifted, call them out. Don't hold your tongue. Help others understand how real education happens. Now, it's pretty important that you search the internet for best single board computers, followed by the year that you are in, and splurge on accessories. Make sure your SBC comes with Linux pre-installed, and get your monitors, mice, and keyboards at used junk stores. My favorite tiny little computer costs $20, $50 with every accessory you can get. It's too slow to have a graphical user interface, but it's perfectly fine for learning Linux commands and system administration and turning it into a little MP3 player or a little camera. This is not a hobby. Not at all. Artificial intelligence makes this a long lifetime of triumph and adventure. Soon, you will hope to get stuck on something like I did. Because then you can bring out your best AI and learn in ways that average days will never grant you.